producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, 855-99-DR-JOY. Rose, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hi, Dr. Joy. First, I just wanted to say I love you. You're my favorite.
Well, yeah, I think you're adorable as well.
Awesome.
Thank you.
I've talked to you a few times before, and you always help me, and I need help again.
Okay.
Long story short, I've lost almost 100 pounds. I've kept it off for a year, which has been no easy task.
Good
every
for
day.
You, good for you.
Yeah, every day is every day is just one day at a time.
Good for you. How did you do it?
Yeah, and I have lately been struggling. I'll be up 5 pounds and then down 3, and then it's just been wobbling around to the point where I had actually gained 10 pounds back.
Oops.
Oh, my goodness, when I saw that, immediately went to action, and I got it off. But I'm just having a really, really, really hard time with it. For me, I think that any sort of stress-related thing makes me want to say, forget it. You know what? I want to eat whatever I want. I don't always want to actually eat.
Yeah, I got it.
Am I making any sense?
Okay. Absolutely. All right, let me back you up a little bit, sugar. How old are you?
I am 38.
Okay, single or married?
Married, happy married, 3 teenage children.
Okay, so you were a young mom.
Yes.
Okay. How did you lose the 100 pounds?
Diet and exercise, and actually advice from you. I heard you on the air saying write it down before you eat it, and I started doing that. And when I do that is when it stays on track.
Okay. Right,
when I have a day where I go, I'm not going to write it down. Well,
all right. So let's review what we know. All right. We know that you can do it. We know that you know how to do it. We know that you're going to have lapses. I would view all of that as normal. The 10 pounds, I agree with you. The 2 to 3 pounds, if I weigh myself at night before I go to bed and I weigh myself in the morning when I wake up, there's almost always, I couldn't calculate, it's always between 3 and 5 pounds different. So that's everybody.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And part of what you get to figure out, my darling, is what's normal and what's not. And because you had an eating disorder, essentially, we now have to kind of adjust you to the fact that I agree. 10 pounds, I think, is a warning sign, but it sounds like you took it off fairly quickly. So let's figure out a bunch of things. Number one, that as you get older, you're going to put on a little bit more weight inevitably. The question is, what's tolerable? And that may be more a matter of your clothing, I certainly don't want to turn you into an anorexic. And as someone said, after 30, you can have a great face or a great butt, but not both. So that, and if you see women in their 40s or their 50s who are very thin, they look in their 60s and 70s. So part of what Mother Nature does to us, that little Dickens, is that everybody's going to put on a little more weight, all right? So I don't want you to view that aging as the enemy. I want you to view staying healthy, feeling like you're in control of your eating, but understand that over the next decade, you may put on 5 pounds. But if you know how to get rid of the 5, as I said, a decade ago, I could have lost 10 pounds in a week. Now it takes me a month, which I'm not crazy about.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just, but everybody's metabolism slows down, so there's really not anything to be done about that. And cursing things that are inevitable seems to me a glorious waste of time and energy. So, number one, I just want to give you those two things. First of all, it is normal for your weight to fluctuate a little bit. Number two, as you get older, your weight's going to go up just a little bit, but you're going to determine how much is okay. Let's get then to the real issue here, which is you know how to lose weight, you know when you put weight on, so what are you going to do about it? And the deal is, that you, like everybody else, is much more disciplined when your life is going well. It's much harder to get up and go to work. It's much harder to get up and go exercise. Much harder to eat broccoli rather than donuts when you're feeling stressed. And all of us, I would argue, are stress eaters because that's the first way we, any of us, learn to deal with anxiety or fear or loneliness when we're babies. We holler, somebody feeds us. So understand that you come from a long human tradition of this, and the question is, what do you do? And you, my dear, have learned exactly how to do it, which is the expediency of just writing it down. And so when you're having a stress day, when you know that the boss is in, or you can't find your car, or you got up 15 minutes late, or your kids stayed out all night and you didn't know where they were, understand that get up, brush your teeth, get out your notebook. Because if, as you understand that I can deal with the stress, not only will you be able to deal with the eating stress, you'll be able to deal with the stress in general because it will give you a sense of mastery. The problem about how you set it up now is not that you're any different than the rest of us and that you eat when you're stressed, but because of your particular history, that when you're stressed and don't write stuff down and eat more, that double stresses you. So what you're going to know is write it down. And if I'm having a stress day, and you probably have the symptoms, that I didn't get enough sleep, that my kids are driving me crazy, that the boss, whatever, and just decide today's the day that I'm going to start off writing it down. And not only will you be in control of your eating, you'll be in control of the stress much more so than not. Okay? So don't
get, you nailed it on so many levels, and I feel like I hardly told you anything.
Well, okay. Thank you. That's kind of my job, but thank you. So,
yeah,
but you're
right on.
But you really nailed
I've
it.
Even gotten.
Go ahead.
I feel like I've gotten better. I used to, if I didn't write breakfast down, I'd be like, forget it, I'm not writing the rest of it down. And then I stopped that because it's never too late to start.
Yep, exactly. And not only is it not too late, but you will have a sense of mastery that you will not have if you don't do it. So just, you know, I'd probably even keep a notebook in several different places, maybe one by my toothbrush.
I'm a great fan, as you know, of writing things down, of making sure, because it's a different pathway than when we talk. And all of us have been talking a lot longer than we've been writing or even reading. And so the combination of writing something down and then rereading it, of having to conceptualize it, of using that particular motor pathway, is a different concept. And I know more and more, you know, in the old days when we used to say that people who talk to themselves were nuts, to use a psychological term, and that was never true, that people who talk to themselves quite often lived alone, were not used to hearing their own voice, sort of kept themselves company. The idea, that concept came from the idea of that you weren't talking to yourself, you were talking back to yourself. In other words, you were talking to voices that only you could hear. So that was the idea, is that not that the talking itself was the problem, but that you were actually hearing voices that you were then answering. And that was a sign of mental deterioration, including schizophrenia. Now, when you walk down the street and someone's talking to themselves, you just figure that they're on a phone that you can't see, right? They have a headpiece that you can't actually see very well.
The old Bluetooth.
I mean, at some point, somebody is actually going to make a cell phone that you can actually hear on. But it certainly hasn't happened yet. It will revolutionize the industry. I know that they get better cameras and retina scans, and you can download your movies quicker, and you can get your email faster, but you still cannot hear a phone call. You still, which means everybody talks so loud that you can hear the most intimate details of everybody's life.
Yeah.
And that people have really, over the weekend, somebody was trying to set up some time to get together over next weekend. We're sitting down, they're texting, and it got very complicated. And I actually picked up the phone and called this person and said, can we talk about this? And she started laughing. But, you know, both of us are sitting here on a telephone. You know, we're just using our phone as a typewriter.
Yeah.
And you know, trying to negotiate, why don't you pick up the phone and talk? And, of course, now I still don't know what we're doing because she said, well, I have to check back with you. And so I'm put in the position of having to text her back and say, well, are we on or not? 855-99-DR-JOY. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
I want to be able to smoke inside, cut down on cigarettes, jog without wheezing, be kissable, and save money.
Then you want LeSig e-cigarettes. Get the highest quality, best tasting vaping experience on the market with unmatched customer service from LeSig. And right now, gobble up this deal. Buy $30 worth of any products and get a starter kit for only $5. Use code SK at checkout. But hurry, offer good only until Christmas at LeSig.com. LeSig.com. Kick some ash with LeSig.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions. Silver solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. All right, so Manny, we got some, we put on Facebook, what, have you ever, what's been your experience with domestic violence? Is that what we said? Something
yeah.
like that.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, so what do we got?
Well, we've got an interesting, we've got a couple of them already, but the first one is from Brian. He says, when I was 16, I was at my buddy's birthday party, and this girl showed up with a black eye. Everyone is like, what happened? She said her She said that her boyfriend did it. Later on that night, her boyfriend showed up, and I was like, you like to hit people? Why don't you try and hit me?
Whoa.
He ran away, and then his girlfriend got mad at me and started hitting me.
Oh. Well, listen, I got to tell you, good for you, number one. But what you experience is not terribly unusual, and which sort of can give you a little bit more sympathy for Jenny Rice today, is that, you know, it's very easy to blame the victim and say, you know, how could she stay with him? How could she marry him once this had happened? But, you know, that she loses a marriage, the father to her child, her celebrity, presumably not in, small paycheck, assuming he ever gets hired by anybody else, and I'm sure that he has some loot that's still around. I mean, it's not an easy decision, and it's very easy to blame the victims. I think it's really important not to do that, but good for you for standing up. It's one of the reasons why police officers hate domestic violence calls, is you're just as likely to get pounced upon by the victim as by the perpetrator. I mean, it's a real mess, and it is something that we're really not looking at very carefully. And one of the things I didn't mention in the statistics is that part of the domestic violence is not only men against women, but it's men against men, especially in gay relationships, which have a higher than average, as do lesbian relationships, interestingly enough, have a higher than usual incidence of domestic violence. And I had a friend who was in a gay relationship, and his partner, him, showed up one day at work, just like your friend, except that they were grown-ups. Nobody was 16 at the time. And I would not go over to their house anymore. And I said, look, you have to make whatever arrangements you have to make, but I really can't condone this. And you may be the most irritating human being who's ever put shoe leather to concrete, but doesn't give him or anybody else an excuse to hit you. It's not okay. And I could never deal with him. I couldn't deal with the two of them. And had some, you know, and I think it does influence your relationship about the person who is being victimized as well. Because what you want to say is, you know, why are you doing this? Why are you letting yourself be used as a punching bag? And it is simple, but it's not necessarily easy. That there are all sorts of factors, major which is economic. And as Manny pointed out earlier in the discussion, that, and I pointed out to John this morning when I did the interview, is that we know in economically stressful times that a man losing his job puts everybody at risk, including, because there's a frustration, there's a sense of impotence, and when people feel that they're not getting their due, they look for someone to take it out on, and the person closest at hand. And of course, the children, even who are not necessarily the victim initially, are in fact victimized by that. If you grew up in a situation where your dad beat up on your mom, as a male, you're more likely to beat up on your woman, and as a woman, you're more likely to not only pick a man who'll beat up on you, but to allow him to beat on you. That if you're in a situation of domestic violence and you really love that person, the best thing you can do for them, not to mention yourself and your children, is to get out. That doesn't mean you have to get out permanently, but without some kind of intervention. And I'm not necessarily talking about the law, because the law really doesn't have very good answers. Put people in jail. I mean, what does that do? Teach you to be a better criminal. But the therapy of understanding. I've told the story before of when I had my TV program of two young African American men who wrote and said, "Can you help us? That, you know, that we beat our women." And they both came on the program, and the one in particular I remember, he was really articulate, and he came on the program, and he said, "I said, well, why do you hit her?" And he said, "Well, she's just so irritating," and I got in his face. You know, and you could watch. He was bouncing his leg on his knee. You know, and when guys put their knee, and it was bouncing his foot, and you could watch his blood pressure. You could literally watch his blood pressure rise, and he was getting more and more agitated. And I finally stopped. I didn't really have any particular need to get smacked. I said, look, you don't know me. What you do know of me, you like. You asked me for your help, for some help. You respect me. We don't have a history together. And you're ready to pop me one. So you have to understand, it's not about her. It's about your response to frustration when you're not, when things aren't going the way you want them to. And if I can watch these symptoms, you can feel them, you can be aware of them, and you can stop them, or you can move out of the situation. You can literally, I mean, I watched your foot begin to bounce. I watched your blood pressure go up. I watched your heart rate go up. I watched your breathing go up. And if I can see those, you can feel them. And if you can feel them, you can stop them. And you can walk away. You can say, I'll come back in a minute. You can do square breathing. You can do whatever you want. So this doesn't come out of nowhere. And once you understand that, you can do something about it. It's a really complicated issue. Well, it's really not. It's just multi-layered. All the layers are simple, isn't it? But staying with a man who beats you up is not doing yourself or him or your children any favors. And usually women leave when he starts hurting the kids, because somehow their maternal instinct, not always, but often, will override their sense of neediness and dependence. And that Stockholm syndrome is a real phenomenon, that you identify with a stronger person, so that you identify, well, the kids really needed it, or he's just disciplining them, or, you know, it's a tough world out there. And all of that is just nonsensical justification for one human being pounding on another. And the lesson is learned very early on, as bigger people can hit little people. And it's not a valuable lesson. And again, that it's easy to look at the Rice family and say, wow, you know, he really needs to sort of get some help, which I think he does, as does she, as maybe does the mom. And what does it mean to stand by your kid who's just gotten beat up publicly by her boyfriend and then husband and the father of your grandchildren?
And that's something you don't really, you know, I mean, it's, I don't want to say it's something you don't normally see, because I think we've seen situations like that before, but it's just, it's really disturbing.
Well, it makes you suspicious of what their experience was.
Right.
And how much this was a part of what they have come to expect in their lives. But, you know, again, I think I think the NFL should have a standing rule that anybody who's been convicted of any felon can't play, period. Because this doesn't start at the NFL. This has been going on since these kids were young, and certainly junior high school and high school. And somebody has to say, it's not the American way. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. you can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Well, I know there was that little founder that said, you know, if you don't agree with the host, let him know. But what if you do agree with the host? What if he just thinks the host is just the cutest?
Let him know then, too.
I think you should just call him and say, oh, Dr. Brown, we just think you're adorable. No, that was kind of pandering, wasn't it? In the most egregious way. It's not actually necessary for you to do that. Although, you know, if you absolutely had to, I suppose. John, you're on the air. Dr. Joy Brown, howdy.
Dr. Joy, you said once that you were an engineer for Sperry Rand. You don't have to tell me, but what's the reason you left Sperry Rand?
Why did I leave Sperry Rand? Well, part of it was that I had just, I just got married, and I was putting myself through school, and as well as putting a husband through school. I'm trying to remember why I actually left. I got a better job, I guess, that I really liked. You know what it was? I really liked being an engineer. I also worked on the space program. For Smithsonian Astrophysical Observatory, and I really liked
you know, fraction, you know, computers and mathematics and what were you dealing?
Well, I was dealing with human factors engineering and visual fixation tendencies. And the reason that
a lot of mathematics involved?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of mathematics involved in engineering. Yeah, I would have been a math major any place but Rice. They were just much smarter than I was. They were, you know, when I graduated high school, I mean, I just thought, wow, I'm really good at math and science. And it wasn't bad. And then I went
to
a school.
Did you have calculus in high school?
Yep.
Oh, my God. Did you get A's or how'd you do?
Yeah, I did fine. And I actually tutored after I graduated from college. I tutored people at Harvard and MIT because I was good at math. But I wasn't that good.
You in high school, was it?
No. I thought calculus was great.
Which grade?
I said I thought calculus was great.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, listen, I just, there were people at Rice who were just, I mean, they were just oceans ahead of me, and I thought if you're going to spend your whole life doing something, you might as well spend something you're good at. And I was not bad at math, and I was not bad at science, but I'm a gifted psychologist, I think. This is where my real skills are.
You might go back to Study Rand or something like that? You think you might go back?
No.
Why?
Because I'm doing exactly what I should be doing. I love doing what I'm doing.
Oh, you found your niche.
Yeah, I found it a long time ago. Yeah, no, I thought that the engineering training was terrific. I think that being taught how to be logical about illogical things. I mean,
right, you get a definite answer for the problem, right?
Well, no, you think about things in a logical way as opposed to voodoo, you know, and that's an enormously valuable thing to do. And it's why I went to medical school, because it, as a psychologist, basically what you learn is from the chin up. But we are a whole system, and so...
Engineers now? Do you talk to people?
Yeah. Yeah, I speak to many tones. Yeah, I will tell you.
Anybody famous?
I knew most of the astronauts on the classified part of the space program.
Actually talking with them, huh?
Yep. I knew Buzz the best. I knew Buzz Aldrin the best.
Oh,
he was a very interesting guy.
Yeah.
But and I met Neil Armstrong, and I trained a bunch of them. One of my favorite experiences of my whole life was at the American Psych Association a bunch of years ago, and I was giving a talk about essentially how to take my job away from me, and which was a really fun thing to do. And somebody came rushing in and said, one of our speakers didn't show up. Can you go talk with the scientists? And I said, yeah. You know, what do you want me to talk about? And they said, whatever you want to. And so I had no preparation, and I went in there, a couple hundred people there, mostly guys. And I said, look, let me tell you how to deal with the media, because, first of all, you'll get tenure, you'll get published, and your mother will see you and be very proud of you. And, you know, don't talk to me about being misquoted, that reporters and the media are not necessarily, I mean, you're smarter than they are about science. So your job is to convey the information to them in a way that they can understand. Not that you can understand, but that they can understand without simplifying it to the point of idiocy. And it was, and you know, I walked them through it, and we did some role playing, and it was really fun. And at the end, it's probably the only standing ovation I've ever gotten in my life. And it was great, because I really did know how to talk the talk, because that's, you know, that was my background.
You have a very analytical mind.
Well, yeah, I think I do, and whatever I had, they certainly molded me into thinking about. I remember taking a test in college, or maybe it was in high school. I think it was physics, and I missed an answer by a decimal point. And I remember saying, "Well, I should at least get partial credit. My numbers are right." And my teacher said, "If that was a bridge, it would have fallen down." And I've never forgotten that. Decimal points count. Accuracy
right.
Counts. Specifics count. So, yeah.
You're a very interesting person.
Well, thank you. I've had lots of different kind of experiences. Like Annie Mame says, that life is a buffet. Don't get stuck at the Jell-O. She doesn't say that, but that's what I say.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay, John. I think John just called us to say hi, to check in to him, so I know that he's okay. But yeah, listen. I
love how he calls you an interesting person.
There you go. Well, as opposed to, you are just dull as dishwater, Brown. There you go. I suppose, you know, but he always comes up with some interesting questions for me. I think he's just sort of I think he sort of has gotten over the fact that I actually am trained in multi-disciplines, which I agree. I mean, I argue with people all the time about the end of the liberal education. And technically, I was not liberally educated because I had a lot of math and science. And liberal education is usually considered the arts, mm-hmm. Languages. And but when I graduated from college, you had to be able to speak two languages. And you had to write a dissertation from undergraduate. I have really been trained in multiple disciplines, and I think it's how you're trained is how you're gonna see the world, and how you see the world is gonna determine how you're gonna behave.
Yeah.
So if you can get multiple perspectives, it just gives you options that you're not gonna have otherwise. It's why travel is important, it's why languages are important, it's why understanding people from different cultures is important, it's why asking questions is important. Because otherwise, you're going to find yourself going down a very limited path. And I guess that's part of what makes me nuts occasionally about American politics these days, is that we've forgotten about options. We've forgotten about compromise. We've forgotten about seeing it from somebody else's point of view.
Very closed-minded.
Yeah, from seeing it from somebody else's point of view is where we find the really brilliant solutions. Going down that path is literally a rut. And ruts are very predictable, and not there's no creativity in it. You're just, exactly where you start, exactly where you're going to end. And so how interesting is that? Not.
Yeah, well, I mean, it seems like there's also, to kind of piggyback off of that, is there's almost a lack of respect for other perspectives.
Oh, I think no doubt.
You have two people that may, disagree on a specific topic. There's always, when I have sports conversations with my friends and other people, I like to, at the very least, respect someone's opinion, even if it's different from mine.
Well, I'm curious. Yeah, I agree with you.
A lot of times it's kind of a lost thing where it's kind of, well, we disagree and you're wrong and I don't really care type of thing. That mentality is really kind of elevated the last few years.
Yeah, and somehow if you don't completely agree with me, you're my enemy. That
right.
drives me as crazy
yeah.
as anything else.
Yeah.
So, I agree with you. I really do. So, at any rate, and I think that's kind of John's sort of fascination, is that there's so many different, part of it was conscious on my part. I mean, I had to argue with basically people all the way along. I remember people saying, you're like peanut butter, you're spreading yourself. No, they that isn't what they would say. They would say, you're spreading yourself too thin. And I would say, I'm not peanut butter. Because I had, so many different interests. Even in high school, I took more classes than I was supposed to. I did more extracurricular stuff. I was always interested in that. And I wanted people to teach me what they knew. And I didn't care particularly what it was that they knew. I just figure everybody knows something I don't know. And I just want you to tell me what it is.
Right.
And I picked a thesis advisor on that basis. She was the smartest person in the department, but I didn't really care what she knew. I just knew she was the smartest person, and I wanted to learn from her, and I did. And same thing, medical school was just something I was wholly unprepared for and woefully, missed. I mean, I had never had a pre-med course in my life, and it was one of the hardest things I did and one of the most valuable, because it was a whole different way of thinking about bodies, about behavior, about human beings. I look at behavior, and when you take a human brain and hold it in your hand, then you're going to think about how you flex your finger in a completely different way, let alone personality or memory or chagrin or guilt or happiness. And so as far as I'm concerned, teach me what you know. I want to know what you know, and because it makes me understand the world better. And it seems to me and the other thing is if I know it, I'll share it. I'll tell you whether you want to know it or not. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Have you ever wondered what life would be like without diabetes? I'm Jerry Mathers. I was the Beaver on TV's Leave It to Beaver, and I used to be just like you. See, my doctor said I only had 3 to 5 years to live. That meant I wasn't going to see or hold my grandbabies. I knew I needed to do something about my diabetes and get healthy. I wish I had a plan all written out for me back then. Now there is one, a fast-track system called the Diabetes Solution Kit that can get your blood pressure and sugars under control. Some say it worked for them in just 30 days or less. Best of all, no drugs. It's easy to follow, too. If I can get my diabetes under control, you can, too. Here's how to get your copy of the Diabetes Solution Kit today.
If you'd like to normalize your blood sugar and stop taking your diabetes medication completely with your doctor's approval, go to BloodSugar11.com for your free video. That's BloodSugar11.com. Reverse your diabetes in as little as 30 days by going to BloodSugar11.com now.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS? Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed. Debbie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Joy.
Hi, kiddo.
I am trying to help my son to not be like me.
You've got a head start. He's a guy. Good on you on that one. I don't know how you manage that one, but good start.
Yeah. Well, okay, I'll give you a little bit of background. My husband and I have been married for 9.5 years. Our son is 8.5, only son, only child. He is a worrier.
Yeah.
And I've called before, actually, about something, but this is related to what I called about before. He was worried at one time and still continues to worry every once in a while about people coming into our house, and he's very extreme with the way that he thinks about all that. We put bells on our doors in order to help curb that, and that seemed to do the tricks a little bit. But he he overthinks. Well, I don't know if he overthinks, but he really thinks hard about things. But I'm the same way. And he worries a lot for an eight-year-old. I'll give you another example. He, in grade two, he's in the third grade. In the second grade, he was very worried about going to the third, which is common for him. He never wants to go to the next. He likes things to stay the same. But he was worried about, there's a program that they do in the third grade. It's four times out of the year they do this. It's called Swim to Survive. Mm-hmm. And it's basically just getting the kids to have, you know, the basic
skills. Water skills.
Basic stuff. He's an okay swimmer. He, you know, he can do it. But he's got two things. He can't do it perfectly because he likes to do, if he can't do it, he doesn't want to do it at all. Like, he can't do it well. He doesn't want to do it at all. He also doesn't want to get dressed, undressed and dressed in front of people, which we kind of thought we solved, you know, go into a stall and do it that way. But, I mean, he will cry and worry about this. And that was from the second grade, and he carried it for 8 months.
What do you do when he cries?
Well, we talk about just, you know,
let me help you. When he cries, we need to divide this into two separate components. One is not so much to say what bothers you, because then he's gonna, that's watering his anxieties. Well, this could happen. Say, what's worst case scenario? What's the worst thing that could possibly happen? Because then you're already going, we're skipping all the intermediate steps. We're going to worst case. Okay, you could drown. So what do you think is going to, how could you drown with somebody else there? What do you think would happen?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so go, number one, directly to worst case, and then, okay, what's the solution for that? And cut out all the middle. Because if you ask him, well, what could happen, and he takes those baby steps getting to the catastrophe, all that's done is, it's depending on which metaphor we want to use, we either have oiled the slippery slope, or we've made steps so that it's very easy to get to the terribleness. So just go directly to the terribleness, what's the worst case scenario? But that's different than his reaction, which is crying. Walk away from the crying. Because he's got to learn to bring himself under control better than that. And until he does...
He's not the crying fitty kind of... It's not that. It was, I'll do anything, you know. I will stay home and I will work. You know, my husband...
No, but that's not the issue. I mean, that doesn't help anything. That just allows whatever is scaring him to scare him more. That's the boogeyman approach, which is, if we don't look and we pretend it's not there, then it won't scare us. And, of course, what that does is makes us more frightened, not less frightened. Well, you have to turn the light on, and you can explain that to him. Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to get you a Darth Vader magic... Obi-Wan Kenobi truth saver or something, so you can shake it out and let's see what could really go on here. Let's look in the future and see what could really happen, and then let's figure out how we're going to fix it, because he needs to go to worst case scenario and then deal with it. And the crying just allows him to stay right where he is in that sort of well-watered, literally and figuratively, bed of anxieties. It will work for you too, honey. So when you sort of... So let's get back to the Debbie-ness. What's the thing that you're most worried about now?
Finances.
Okay. What specifically about finances?
It's been a constant... Kind of
we need to be, all right, here's the first rule of dealing with anxiety. You gotta tether it to reality. Otherwise, it will become literally free-floating anxiety, which will scare the living daylights out of you and water and change everything. So you can't say things like it's ongoing or in general. It has to be specific. We're not going to have the $3.84 I need to pay the paperboy today. That you can deal with. The idea of, well, we have money and there's never enough, or we never have enough money, and what if he loses? I mean, you can't do that. So by definition, you have to deal with anxieties in very specific ways. Paper and pencil can be very helpful about this. Of, okay, well, I've got a short-term anxiety, which is, do I have enough change to give him for lunch today? Well, then we can deal with that. Am I going to have enough money to pay the electric bill by Friday? Well, what is the electric bill? What are my options here? Are we going to lose the house? I mean, and I know talking about these things can make your stomach hurt, but it'll hurt a lot less, and you're not going to be awake at 4 o'clock in the morning if you have very specific questions, because then you can get very specific answers. Even if you're not crazy about the answers, they're at least specific and at least tell you what to do next. And you can you can learn that technique and pass it on to him. So the deal about this, the swimming thing is, okay, what's the worst that can happen? I'm not going to pass the test. What happens if you don't pass the test? Well, I have to take it again. How soon do you have to take it? Have you passed the test before? Do you want to practice? I mean, you can see if you've got a very specific concern, then you can deal with it. As long as it's, I don't want to go to school, I'll do anything not to, all we're doing is avoiding it, then it's going to get larger and larger and larger. It's like a Macy's Thanksgiving balloon. And the same thing with you. You need to get in the habit of, because anxiety is basically saying, I can't, right?
For me, it's not that, maybe it is, but I just look at the what if, and he does the same thing.
But the what if is I can't. I can't deal with whatever it is. That's where you have the anxiety, right? The mastery is, this is the problem. This is the solution. When we come to the problem, here are my options. I can exercise them. I mean, if A doesn't work, I can go to B. If B doesn't work, I can go to C. There are always options. What people are anxious, they're feeling, is overwhelmed that there are no options. They feel that they're impotent, that they are caught, that they're stuck. And you're not.
Yeah.
See if you can give me a,
as much as I try not to display that to him, am I doing that anyway?
Probably.
Probably.
Well, and part of it, look, maybe genetic, that we, you know, we pass along all sorts of interesting things in our DNA. But the issue is not, did you give it to him? The issue is not, is it contagious? The issue is, as you learn to deal with it, you're going to be better able to help him deal with it. So it doesn't make any difference what you passed along or didn't pass along. The issue is, what you need to pass along now is, it's not like you gave him a cold. It's like you need to show him where the Kleenex is. Horrible metaphor, but you get the point.
I do, and I try so hard to.
Well, but right, here's your homework assignment, all right? Your homework assignment, you're worried about money. I want you to sit down with a paper and pencil right now, as soon as we're off the air, which will be in about 30 seconds, and I want you to write down specific, and then you and I are going to talk tomorrow. I'll put you on with Matt, and so we can either call you, you can call us, and I'll go through it with you, because if I can teach you to do it, you can teach him to do it, and then we're going to have a much calmer household. 855-99-DR-JOY, I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving IDStronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection, IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.